ولا يا أصحاب الحسن ورحمة الله وبركاته. If they call me disgraceful, I will say حسن. If they tell me I'm sinful, I will say حسن. In all my worries, my fear and my pain, my heart becomes hopeful when I say حسن. Allah, how heavenly is your name, Abba Abdullah. Allah, how heavenly is your name, Abba Abdullah. The cure to every Abba Abdullah, the visitor of Karbala, has Hajj and Umrah granted. Why? The visitor of Karbala has Hajj and Umrah granted. Why? The Kaaba of love is none but Hussain, Abba Abdullah. The Kaaba of love is none but Hussain, Abba Abdullah. La ilaha illallah. It's true. It's true. It's true. You're the Kaaba of love. But on the day of Ashura, you were the Kaaba of swords and spears and stones and arrows. La ilaha illallah. But they say, one reason they could do that on the day of Ashura to the grandson of Rasulullah, one reason they could make him the Kaaba of their swords and spears, is because this was a tradition they established in Medina. For in the Medina of Rasulullah, the mother of Abu Abdullah was the Kaaba. La ilaha illallah. But there is one difference. Sayyid ibn Tawus rahmatullah alayhi al-Luhuf mentions that close to those final moments on the day of Ashura, close to those fateful moments, moments before Sukaina and Ruqayya became orphaned, la ilaha illallah. You know, if someone's body is covered with wounds and that person is losing a lot of blood, it's not easy for that person to speak. But Abu Abdullah heard a voice that forced him to call out in those moments. What voice was that? It was the voice of that mal'oon saying, Alayya bin Nayar, bring me fire, so that I burn down the tents of Hussein and all those inside. In Medina there was also a fire, but there's one difference between the fire in Karbala and the fire in Medina to Nabi, la ilaha illallah. Do you know what that difference is? It's related when Abu Abdullah heard those words, he called out, O son of the Joshan, do you call for fire to burn my house? May Allah burn you in the fire. Another person from the army of that Mal'un came to the son of Dil-Josh and he said, what are you doing? Hussein is still alive. Don't go near his household while he's still alive. Sayyid ibn Tawus says, Shimr ibn Dil-Josh, he felt haya in that moment. Thumma insarafa, la ilaha illallah. He felt ashamed to attack the household of Abu Abdullah while the Imam was alive. But who was there in Medina to say to those mal'uneen, don't burn Zahra in front of Ali. Don't kill her Muhsin in front of Ali. Don't raise your swords and your feet and your voices upon her in front of Ali. Ya Zahra, ya Zahra, ya Zahra. Loving Zahra is the secret to secure heaven. This love will save the sinful slave of that time certain. This love will save the sinful slave of that time certain. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. It's related to Ayatollah Bahjat said, rahmatullah alayh, wherever there is a gathering of roses for Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, that place is the very haram of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. Let's place our hands on our chest and join the angels in Bayn al-Haramayn, the Anbiya who have gathered on Laylatul Jum'ah in that sacred land, and send salam upon our master. As-salamu ala al-Hussein wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein wa ala awlad al-Hussein wa ala ashab al-Hussein wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With the permission of teacher Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi, make dua. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إنا نسألك وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم الأعز الأجل الأكرم بالزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها. استجب دعواتنا يا الله 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 يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. O Allah, make the heart of Sahib al-Zaman pleased with every single one of us, ya Allah. O Allah, return the evil of the oppressors, the istikbar, back towards them, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant victory to Islam and the believers, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us every one of our sins, forgive our parents, our teachers, all those who have a right upon us, all the believers who passed away before us, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant victory and health and increase in the tawfiqah to our beloved leader, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. O Allah, you are just as we love you to be. Make us as you love us to be, Ya Allah. O Allah, every one of us has hajat. Every believer on the face of this earth has hajat. You know what is hidden in the depths of our hearts. Rabbana, grant every one of us, not only our hajat, grant every one of us and all the believers to the extent of your generosity, Ya Allah. بالنبي وآله وبالشهداء وبالفاتحة مع الصلوات.